This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we both try to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. Please tune in every Sunday morning at 10 AM. We are here, and you can hear Dr. Passaro talk about megafood next Sunday morning. The show is also streamed through myvillagegreen.com. Go on that site for previous shows and also information. The Village Green site and the store on Cedar Lane are where you get expert advice, where you find a wide variety of supplements from many manufacturers. And while you're on the site or in the store, take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Today's subject is homeopathic medications. We'll be talking about essential homeopathic medications for the cold and flu season, but we'll also give you background information on the history of homeopathy, how it came about, how long it's been here, and that it is regulated. So this will be very interesting to you, and we'll be talking with Christoph Merville about homeopathics. But first, news you can use. I want to give you some tidbits on supplementation for children and adults with regard to illnesses and how we can remedy and prevent. Also talk a little bit about supplements themselves and a number of ways that you can simply boost your energy. I like it that when you listen to this show, you can walk away from that show and immediately make a change. Do something very simple to change your health and your life. So what are the RDAs and the DRIs and the AIs and the ULs? What does this alphabet soup mean? Well, the dietary reference intake, DRI, this is a generic term that includes the RDA, recommended dietary allowance, the AI, which is adequate intake, just a designation when the RDA has not been established, and the UL, the upper tolerable intake levels. The upper levels are sometimes called the upper limit, and it also includes therapeutic levels, and these are based on individual needs. Now, these RDAs cannot accommodate the differences among people. For instance, if your mother was zinc deficient or your grandmother, there is zinc deficiency that goes on for three generations, even if you are taking RDA levels of zinc. The effect is multi-generational. It's called epigenetics. And we do not have that information. We don't know what our grandparents and parents ate exactly. We don't know what their nutritional deficiencies were. So the RDAs are limited, but they are the best attempt the Institute of Medicine has at giving us information on nutrient intake. But the Institute of Medicine is also very clear that these levels do not apply to individuals with identified specific needs. These are recommendations for healthy individuals. And that does not apply to people with disease conditions and people taking medications. Those needs are very different. So an individual recommendation is based upon an individual's own genetics and gene expression, and now we can perform the kinds of tests to find out that people are predisposed to diabetes, heart disease, inflammation, etc. And the individual needs are based on the individual's own laboratory and physical findings. An RDA may say that you need 800 IUs of vitamin D, but that might not meet your individual needs. You may need 3,000 to 5,000, and we can easily test for that. It's also based on medical history and symptoms, on your digestion and absorption, on your deficiencies and toxicities, your chemical and toxic exposures, your lifestyle, and medications. If someone is on an antacid, they deplete nutrients. It's a broad depletion of nutrients called maldigestion, malabsorption, and long-term use of antacids in children leads to failure to thrive, and adults leads to numerous deficiencies and inflammation, and can ultimately lead to dementias. So we've gone over generally supplements, RDAs, DRIs, and I hope that's interesting to you. A little bit of information as far as taking supplements, and when children are ill, we love garlic willow bark ear drops. They are topical and they're used in the ear, so if a child starts tugging on their ear, it's very easy, and it has exactly garlic and willow bark, and willow bark is where we get aspirin. Dehist Junior by Springboard Nutritionals. It has quercetin, and Pathways has quercetin plus, which is an adult supplement, and quercetin has a powerful antiviral, antihistamine, immune support effect, and the Dehist Junior is chewable. Children enjoy it. It's easy to take. For illnesses and any time you are challenged, so if you or your children are exposed to illnesses or at a party and there are a number of people that have illnesses, there are lots of things that can be done to boost immunity. We like vitamin C. That's very easy. There is the emergency kids packet. It's emergency. And a quarter to one packet per day may be helpful. Some children may need more. Adults, there are adult emergency packets. Again, quercetin here is extremely important, and we use Dehist. For infants, we like Rhino Echinacea liquid. It is an easy liquid to take, and babies take it very nicely. If you have digestive problems, probiotics, good flora. And Village Green has a wide variety of good supplements for keeping your GI tract healthy. Probiotics from naturally fermented foods, not necessarily the commercial ones, or from supplements that guarantee active culture. The probiotics are what keep your gut healthy and your immune system healthy. 70% of your immune system is in the GI, gut, mucosal tissues fed by these good bugs. And in Western cultures, we have 25% of the good flora that we should have, and hence so many problems. Urinary tract infections, cranberry capsules. If you drink cranberry juice, it can't be sugared. Cranberry juice is pretty tart, but you can mix it with apple juice or use cranberry capsules. And for vision problems, Pathways makes vision support. Bilberry, lutein, lycopene, zinc, taurine, quercetin, and lipoic acid are in the supplements that support healthy vision. Vitamin E is also quite important there. Now, let's talk about ways to boost your energy. Number one is get sufficient restful sleep. For some people, it may be 6 to 7 hours. For others, it may be 8 or 9 hours. But when you awaken, you should feel rested. You should feel good. You should not be experiencing apnea during the night, and apnea suffocates. If you've got apnea, it's got to be treated, because you are suffocating throughout the night. It reduces your cognitive abilities. It also increases mood disorders, depression, and impairs function. It is really important. Sleep is a nutrient. Most people don't think of it that way. Your immune system grows, thrives, is fed with good sleep. And if anybody has stayed up all night and tried to be smart, they know that the brain needs the sleep. It needs the rest. So that's your number one way. If you're not getting good sleep, look at sleep hygiene. Very simple. The room must be dark. Wear a mask if you need to. It must be dark. And you must not have noise. And do something to wind down. Have some calming music, something that calms you. There are sleep remedies. Melatonin is one of the best. And Pathways Melatonin is absolutely effective. Calcium magnesium at bedtime is also effective. We also recommend inositol at bedtime. That can be calming. Another recommendation for boosting energy, switch from coffee to green tea. And it's lively, and coffee, which contains an average of 120 milligrams of caffeine per cup, can hype up your nervous system. Green tea is a little more calming, but will still provide you with energy. Eliminate wheat from your diet. We talk a lot about the effects of wheat and gluten, and many people get brain fog from it. It's very simple. Also, nutritional supplements, B vitamins, calcium, magnesium, a good multiple for age, stage, and gender. Take a sauna. It's excellent. Steam or dry to eliminate toxins from your body. Exercise. And exercise until you sweat. Yoga. Relaxation techniques, and consider acupuncture. It's a good energy booster. It tunes your chi, your energy. And do some energy ball exercises several times a day. And use a fatigue-fighting stress reducer each day. Bach Rescue Remedy when you're under stress. Lavender oil and theanine, the amino acid. We will continue to give you more recommendations. I want you to stay tuned. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with an interesting discussion of homeopathic medicines for cold and flu season.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. This show is all about you. Do tune in next week to hear Dr. Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. This show today is dedicated to the subject of homeopathy and homeopathic medications. We're talking to Christoph Merville, who's a doctor of pharmacy with Boron, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic medications. Welcome to the show, Dr. Merville.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's a delight, and this is a subject that has a lot of controversy. I don't need to tell you that. I'm familiar with homeopathy and love the effects of it, but many people don't understand it, as you well know. So we're going to start with the basics, because there are many listeners out there who may not be familiar. I would also like you to fill people in about your background in France and in pharmacy and how you got interested in homeopathy.
Well, I have been trained as a pharmacist in France, and I was a hospital pharmacist in a large hospital in the Loire Valley. And in fact, before that, when I was a teenager, I was relieved by a homeopathic physician from very bothering allergy crisis, very intense hay fever. So that's how I have been exposed to first time to homeopathy, which is mainstream in France, and with good results. And after my during my pharmacy studies, of course, I continued to study homeopathy a little bit. And after my military service, I decided to join Boron in 1990. And in 1994, they exported me to California, where I became the branch manager there for Boron. And since 2005, I'm in charge of education and pharmacy development for Boron.
Well, you've had an excellent background. Let's talk a little bit about homeopathy. It dates back to the 1800s. How did homeopathy come about, and exactly what is homeopathy?
So the first observation was done experimentally by a German physician, Samuel Hahnemann. And he discovered that when you give, to make the long story short, when you give a tiny dose of a substance to someone who displays a set of symptoms identical to the symptoms that are provoked by the same substance in high doses, you obtain a relief. What does it mean in very simple terms? Imagine yourself peeling and chopping lots of onions in a small kitchen. Well, you have symptoms such as a runny nose, spasmodic sneezing, your eyes will be itchy, and it will all be relieved if you breathe fresh air. Now, picture yourself with or someone with identical or similar symptoms, maybe for hay fever or maybe for the beginning of a cold. Well, if the symptoms are similar to the one from the onion, a homeopathic preparation from the onion that we call Allium Cepa will relieve the symptoms.
Very well described. I try to explain it to people via the poison ivy pills, which our family has benefited from for decades as being an infinitesimal amount of poison ivy and almost like vaccinating the system against it. Now, I know that's not an accurate term, but that is what I try to explain to laymen. It's a way of setting your body up to respond in a positive manner.
It's very true to say that between vaccination and homeopathy, you have a lot of similarities. Both are using small doses, although with homeopathy we are using doses that are very, very much lower than with vaccination. And with vaccination, you give a little bit of the same substance or the same virus or bacteria that caused the problem. However, there is no such thing as a homeopathic vaccination, and they have different actions. But for the poison ivy thing, you know that if you're in contact with poison ivy, you get small vesicles on your skin. And the homeopathic medicine from poison ivy, that we call rhizotoxicodendron, is a very good medicine for shingles and cold sores because you have the same little vesicles that appear.
Well, that's excellent information and good to know. And actually, that was new information for me. I know a lot of traditionally trained physicians in America, because you acknowledge that in France, it's mainstream. Homeopathy is mainstream. And, of course, in America, it has not been. But I didn't realize that the FDA has actually regulated homeopathy since 1938. So it's been around a long time in the States.
And in fact, to complement what you said, homeopathy was quite famous and used in the United States since 1820, in fact, the first homeopathic physician. And at some point you had many homeopathic hospitals in France. But then, for many reasons, it declined. But now we can see that more and more physicians and pharmacists are interested into using homeopathic or recommending homeopathic medicines precisely because they are safe.
Well, and they're regulated nicely and made or manufactured in strict accordance with that homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States called HPUS and the drug good manufacturing practices. A lot of people are not aware of this.
A lot of people make a confusion between herbs of supplements, vitamins, and homeopathy.
Yes.
And it's not always easy to discern which is which. But homeopathic medicines, as you said, their manufacturing and distribution is regulated by the FDA for the consumer, for the doctor. It's a guarantee of quality and reliability. And, as a former branch manager, and I was frequently inspected by the FDA. They want to be sure that everything is done the same way. The raw materials are, not adulterated. Everything is safe and manufactured according to those good manufacturing practices.
Very well said. It's so wonderful to have your expertise on the show.
Thank you.
As far as homeopathic medicines, remedies, they come in a variety of forms. And can you discuss a little bit about the difference in those forms, the tablets, pills, gels, ointments, et cetera?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we start with from the original substance. I talk a little bit about the onion or the poison ivy. We are using also minerals and sometimes animal like sea sponges. And the first step is to transform that first substance into a liquid form, either a mother tincture, which is a maceration of the plant into alcohol and water, or into a liquid dilution that we obtain after a series of steps. But once we have that first dilution, we go through a series of dilutions. For example, we use the C-scale method, where each dilution is 100 times more diluted than the previous one. 2 C's 100 times more diluted than 1 C, 3 C 100 times more diluted than 2 C, and so forth and so on. But once we have the, let's say, 6 C or 30 C that we want, it's very easy to put it into syrups or tablets or pellets or even suppositories, or eye drops, depending on what effect we want, what organ we target. The most popular form is probably pellets, but you can see also, tablets and drops.
Okay. When people take the homeopathic remedies, tell us a little bit about constitutional homeopathics versus remedies.
We are going deep into the practice and of homeopathy. But what is important with homeopathy is that we take the homeopathic physician takes in account not only the clinical signs or biological signs, you know, the results of biological tests or X-rays or anything that is available to the conventional physician, but also the signs that are specific to the patient. You know that if you and me have the flu, we'll have the same symptoms, fever, we'll feel, run down, we'll have upper respiratory symptoms like runny nose and so on. But we might have also differences, like, for example, I might have body aches more than you do, and you might have more headaches than I do. So those differences in signs are taken into account by the homeopathic physician, and that changes the kind of medicine that is taken. So we say that homeopathy treats the patient more than it treats the disease. We take into account what we call the constitution. That means the morphology, the habits, the behaviors, more than conventional medicine does.
And I know that it requires an in-depth history taking.
The case taking is absolutely essential, because not only do you want to have the diagnosis, the clinical diagnosis, what do you have, you know, is it bronchitis, is it just stress-related or whatever, but also we need to literally tailor the treatment to the particular person. So we need to go into, all these very specific symptoms. Oh, my pain is increased during the night, or I feel better when I'm putting some cold compresses, or I feel better when I'm outside, or the weather, for example, influences my arthritis is worse when it's damp, and so on and so forth.
It's much more in-depth, and maybe we'll talk about this in the next segment. I want the listeners to know that you're tuned in to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and reminding you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We've been having a nice discussion with Christoph Merville, who's a doctor of pharmacy with Boron, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic medications. And we're going to talk about some essential homeopathic medicines for the cold and flu season, but we wanted to go into more depth about the dosage, guidelines, and the frequency of taking homeopathics. I also will remind our listeners, for those of you who have just tuned in, that frequently people mix up the terms homeopathics, herbs, nutrients, supplements, etc. While they are all sort of lumped into this alternative medicine approach, they're very different. Nutritional supplements include single or multiple nutrients. Herbs are from plants, herbal substances. And homeopathic remedies are made from many different kinds of substances in infinitesimally small amounts. So they work at a, what I call a subclinical level. So hopefully that will help you as you're listening to us discuss what homeopathics are. So Dr. Merville, let's talk a little bit more about the dosage, the guidelines, how these homeopathic medicines are taken.
Well, you have two big categories of homeopathic medicines. The first one are generics that contains only one substance, and you can find them usually under the form of little blue tubes. And you will see the name in Latin, like Arnica Montana, Latin because it's an international designation. There are homeopathic medicines in more than 80 countries. And you'll see that those letters and numbers that are about the dilution, I'll talk about it in 1 minute. Then you have a second category of medicines that are combination, and usually they are brand named. So we have each laboratory has its own set of combination. For example, Boron has Chestal cough syrup or Armicare for bruising and swelling and so on. But for combination, the dosage is on the box. It's very clearly explained. No question. It's just, you know, as a conventional medicine, follow the guidelines and the warnings. It's very, very simple. For the little single medicines, the combination, the generics in blue tubes, the rule is the more acute the problem, the symptom, the more frequent you take it. So if you have a bee sting, you take a dilution of the honeybee, Apis mellifica, and you take it 5 pellets every 10 minutes. And then as soon as it gets better, you decrease the frequency and then you stop when the symptoms are over. Some people will say, oh, but, you know, can you overdose? Well, homeopathic medicines are very diluted, and no, you cannot overdose.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I know that's in the back of many people's minds right now as to can you take too much. And let's cover this. Even though they're dilute, they're powerful.
Yes, it's as if, you know, you were sending, you're taking aspirin, and you know that the more aspirin you take, the more powerful it will be, but also the more side effects you will have, because the effect is directly related to the dose. That's what we know. It's very easy to understand. Now, with homeopathic medicine, the effect is not related to the quantity that you give because they are so diluted. In fact, the research indicates that it's probably a stimulating action. It's as if a very, very small quantity of the substance was informing, quote-unquote, the body to react more effectively against the problem and correct the symptoms. So it's a question of stimulation. If you understand that homeopathic medicines are like little pieces of information rather than quantity of a substance, it makes things more clear.
Good explanation. Now, when some people take homeopathic remedies, whether they're combinations or singular generics, as you said, they may get symptoms. And I know when we do this with supplements and medications, we call it die-off or a Herxheimer reaction. Can you equate that to taking homeopathics? Does that occur?
So because homeopathic medicine have a stimulating action, and because also they stimulate our normal physiological response to the disease, sometimes, rarely, but it happens, within very sensitive patients, we have a transitory, short-term period where it looks like the symptoms are worse. But in fact, it's, for example, if you have a runny nose and you take Allium Sepa and you're very sensitive to that dilution of onion, for maybe less than 1 hour, you might have your nose that runs more, because this is a very physiological reaction. The phlegm, the mucus, the liquid mucus contains a lot of antiviral substances, and it drains everything that's in your nasal mucosa, and it is an expected normal reaction. Of course, it's not a very comfortable one, but it is nevertheless a very important thing that we need to respect. But because with homeopathic medicine you go through the disease much faster, this aggravation doesn't last, and it's rather a good sign. Makes it works. But I understand that some people that are sensitive or are expecting the kind of dramatic effect that we have with conventional medicine sometimes, they are puzzled and say, oh, yeah, you know, it makes me worse. No, it's an expected reaction. It's very transitory. It doesn't last.
Well described. This is something we see also with the use of supplements. And in supplements, we're dealing with what I call macro levels, not the micro levels that we deal with in homeopathy. And patients will have a little bit of an aggravation sometimes, again, as you described, temporary and short term, and as they get well. On something like the Rustox tablets, the poison ivy medications, is this something that people can take preventively and or also as a remedy?
Well, that's a very, very good question, a common question. Okay, homeopathic medicines, in order to take them, you need to see the symptoms, or in some cases, you need to know that you will have them. They are not they are not preventative. That means you cannot take them before, because in fact, you need to know exactly what the symptoms are to choose the right one. With some particular cases. If you are going hiking and you know that there is poison ivy around, it's a good idea to take the Rustox before, you know, just before going to a hike, because you'll have it in your system when you get in contact with the poison ivy, and then the reaction will be much less intense than if you didn't take the Rustox. Same thing with if you have a surgery planned or planning of having 1-2-3 moves, taking Arnica 2 days before the surgery will decrease the symptoms of swelling and pain, because at the time of the surgery you have Arnica in your system. But in those two cases, you know that the symptom, what the problem will be.
Excellent. I do have a sort of follow-up story. We have poison ivy in our backyard area because we back up to the woods, and the neighborhood children played there for years. So I put out the Rustox tablets, and of course the kids like them because they have slightly sweet taste. And before they went out to play, they would take the recommended amount. And it was a little bit comical, but nobody got poison ivy.
Well, that's a good example. But, you know, it's something that is very different from really a real preventative action. I want to insist on that. I don't want, for example, our audience to think that homeopathy is the same thing as a vaccination.
Right, right. Let's talk, too, about arnica. You've mentioned it, and it seems to me that arnica is used in the traditional sector pretty frequently because of its benefits in trauma and, as you just mentioned, pre-surgery and surgery. Would you describe a little bit about how it should be used for trauma that's already occurred versus when you're planning on surgery and what kind of dosing?
So this is very easy. Arnica comes, first of all, arnica is a mountain daisy, and the action has been known for centuries. It's a very active plant. If you Google arnica, you will see that it's the plant itself is quite potent, even toxic. So we have to harness that power. So we do two things. You'll find arnica as a topical, that means a cream, gel, or ointment, and we use 4 to 7% of the tincture, which is enough to have a good action on the, for example, if you have a painful limb, if your joints are painful, or if you overexerted a muscle, you can just rub the cream or the gel on the painful part. A little bit of the arnica will, of course, diffuse in the underlying tissues and relieve the pain and swelling. Same thing for bruising. If you bruise easily or if you just hurt yourself, you have a big bruise and you want to get rid of that, just rub a little bit of the gel or the cream on the bruise part, and the bruise will be reduced in a quick time. So that's the first way to use it. But if you have either surgery, you plan to have surgery and you want to avoid the pain and swelling, or if your overexertion is all over the body, means you help your friends, you know, carrying large boxes for a day and your back hurts and you're tired, then you use the homeopathic dilution arnica 30C, those tiny pellets. You take 5 pellets 3-4 times a day. The more acute the pain, the more frequently you can take. And usually after, you know, a few doses, the pain recedes and you can decrease the frequency. So you have really two forms. Sublingual means the pellets that you let melt under your tongue, arnica 30C, and the topical that you put on your skin.
Okay, we will talk more about this in our final segment. Listeners, you are tuned in to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after the break with more about homeopathic medications.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilardi from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I've alternated this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, so please tune in next Sunday to hear Dr. Kevin Pissarro talk to you about mega food. Now, we've been discussing homeopathic medications with Christoph Merville, who's a doctor of pharmacy with Boron, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic medications, the little blue tubes, as we have been mentioning. We want to talk a little bit more about essential homeopathic medicines for cold and flu season and for other purposes. We talked earlier about the poison ivy Rustox tablets and pills. We also talked about Arnica, topical gel, and the tablets, pellets, and that is useful for trauma, Arnica for surgery and trauma bruising. So we will go on from there and expand your knowledge of homeopathic remedies.
So the first one that we need to keep at hand during this next cold season is oscillococcinum. It's probably the most popular and the most used homeopathic medicine in the world, and one of the most studied. It is a medicine that you take as soon as you have flu-like symptoms. And I will precise, as soon as you feel run down, you know you've got something, you know that there is that scratchy feeling in the throat, pain, sometimes a headache, and you know that the next morning you'll be miserable. That's where you take immediately one of the unit doses of Oscillo, you let it dissolve in your mouth, and you repeat every 6 hours. Well, we have clinical studies showing that in a large percentage of the case, 63% of the time, if you take Oscillo right away, within 48 hours, you have either no symptoms anymore or a very clear improvement.
So excellent.
That's the first sign. That's the first medicine you need to keep a box, you know, in your at work and some in your home, so you can give it right away. You can give it to kids 2 years of age and above, and it doesn't interact with other medicines or treatments and doesn't have any side effect.
Excellent, excellent. What about the use of Oscillo, kind of a short-term name for it, with regard to symptoms of the flu that may not be the flu?
Well, you have about, I think it's about, 200 viruses that are causing either flu-like symptoms with fever, chills, body aches, or cold symptoms. But you don't want to wait until you know that it's the flu, that means you cannot work, you're in bed, or if it's a cold, that means you're miserable, but you can still function. You want to take Oscillo right away. But sometimes, you learn about Oscillo when you have the full-blown flu or you took it too late. It will still work. By all means, take one dose every 6 hours. It will just take a little bit longer because it's more difficult for the body to react against the full-blown flu than just the first symptoms.
Good reminder. What else can be taken during this flu season?
So if you just have, for example, cold symptoms, you don't have much of a fever, but your nose is congested and you're sneezing and you don't want that to turn into sinus infection, then you can take a medicine called Cold Calm. You can perfectly take it in conjunction with oscillocarcinum, especially if you waited a little bit to take Oscillo and you have the full-blown cold or flu. And this is a medicine, Cold Calm. It's a medicine you can take at every stage of the cold. You have inside medicines for the onset of symptoms, and you'll find the Allium Cepa, the onion, for runny nose, spasmodic sneezing. But also you have medicine that correspond to the full, complete set of symptoms you have, nasal congestion, loss of smell or taste, and post-nasal drip and so on, that you have during the full-blown cold. So it comes in tablets or little pellets, and you can, same thing, you can take them even if you are taking another treatment. You can give it to kids 3 years of age and older, and it's a perfect medicine to complete oscillocarcinum.
Excellent. So oscillocarcinum and Cold Calm as the combination. What about different types of nauseas? We've talked about things like Ipecac and Nux Vomica. And can those be used as remedies for seasickness?
Absolutely. You have, in fact, you have, I think it's about four single medicines, little blue tubes that you can use. And very briefly, I'll tell you how to distinguish between them, and you'll see it's very easy. The first one is tabacum, which is a homeopathic dilution of tobacco. Well, you take it when your nausea is really improved when you breathe fresh air. You're very sensitive to the slightest motion, and every time if you're on a boat, for example, every time you go on the deck and you breathe the fresh air, nausea is improved. That would be tabacum. Remember your first cigarette and think that every time you breathe fresh air, the symptoms are improved. That's tabacum. On the contrary, if you are on the boat or in a car somewhere you can have motion sickness, and paradoxically your nausea is improved when you eat something, that would be a medicine called petroleum, which is a dilution of oil, of kerosene, and correspond to the nausea you get in boats when you go close to the motors and you smell that gasoline smell and makes you nauseous. So petroleum improved by eating something. If it's really violent nausea, lots of vomiting, and your mouth is overflowing with saliva, think about Ipecac. In homeopathy, Ipecac corresponds to this very violent nausea with the mouth dripping with saliva and a very painful spasms of the stomach. Remember that Ipecac, the root, is used in syrup to help people vomit if we want to get rid of any kind of poison they have absorbed. So that's three. And the last one is, of course, the nausea that occurs when you eat too much. You can take Nux Vomica in a 6C, 5 pellets regularly after lunch or dinner for overindulgence and nausea associated with it.
Well, those are excellent remedies for people to keep around. Let's give them a few more tips with regard to what kind of remedies should they keep on hand. And while we're talking about that, what is the shelf life of most of the homeopathic medications?
So Boron conducts stability testing on each of these of the medicines. So we know exactly when the medicine is not of the highest quality. It's very well protected, but you know the little pellets are made with sucrose and lactose, and over time, you know, these tend to, of course, be oxidized and degraded. So the shelf life is it's 5 years. And for syrups, liquid forms, it's 3 years.
That's a long shelf life, and I wonder if everyone tests as you do for actually determining shelf life.
Well, this is a requirement. Sorry.
So you do it.
It's a requirement, and so we need to know. We need to be sure that the medicine we sell are of the highest quality. That is very important.
Excellent. Excellent. So we have a little bit of time to talk about a few more remedies.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is one I just told before the radio show. It's called Chestol, and it's for all types of common cough. So you know that dry cough that keeps you awake at night, you want to soothe it. But you know also that productive wet cough needs to be encouraged because you're getting rid of the phlegm that in your lungs. So it's very difficult sometimes for people to choose, well, what kind of syrup can I take? I just want to be sure that if I stop the cough, the phlegm will not stay in my windpipe or lungs and turns to bronchitis. So Chestol is a cough syrup that addresses both types of cough. So it will accelerate the transition from dry, irritating cough into a wet, productive cough, which is a natural way the body has to expel anything that's irritating the windpipe. And we have also active ingredients to fluidify the mucus if it's too thick. You know that sometimes kids, they are too weak to really effectively expectorate the phlegm. So we have medicine in Chestol that do that. Plus, it is in a soothing honey base. We use pasteurized honey, and that in itself coats the throat, and we know now that honey in itself reduces the incidence of cough.
Well, very well described. I'm sorry we don't have a longer period of time. Thank you for joining us on the show, Dr. Merville.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living at 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com, your source and resource for expertise on nutrients, herbs, homeopathics. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.